A Prayer for Discernment by Kenesha Saunders Liddy, read by Leah Martin. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Ephesians 4:14. When you're diagnosed with a serious condition by a doctor, you seek a second opinion. It's very rare for someone diagnosed with cancer or any other disease to just roll over and begin chemotherapy or other intensive treatments without having tests taken and confirmed. You may also speak to family and friends about the situation before deciding what course of action to take. So just as we're cautious when we're diagnosed with malignant diseases, we should also be cautious when we listen to pastors and preachers ministering the Word of God. Every believer should be growing in faith and maturity by learning more about the God whom we love and serve through His written Word. However, there will be times that something said in your pastor's sermon or blog post, Bible study, or book that sounds familiar and similar to the truth, but it is not. Prayer is a vital part of learning to discern right from wrong while listening to the Word of God. The preacher can interpret a scripture or phrase incorrectly, and that's understandable. But when people willfully try to trick us with lies so that we can be deceived, that's wrong. When lies become truth in the life of the believer, we're exactly the way Paul described in our key verse. We'll be tossed and easily fooled by every new belief and doctrine that comes our way. When the old passed away and we were made new in Christ, the process is still happening. God is still working on us. So let's use the Bible to back up everything we hear. Follow along in Scripture and pray for the Holy Spirit's help. Today, let's pray for discernment, so that our hearts will be open to the truth and reject the lies. Close your eyes in reverence and approach God's throne with me through Jesus. Almighty Father, I am so grateful for your amazing word. I have the very words that you left for me to get to know you better. God, I come before you today to ask you to open my eyes so that I can behold wondrous things out of your word. I no longer want to live on baby food. I desire to know your word more and more. I ask that you help me to keep learning more about you from the ones whom you've called to minister. Father, you know there are many sheep in wolves' clothing. There are many who have such a smooth handle on words that it can be difficult to decipher the truth from a lie. But I'm not worried, Lord. I know that you're able to lead me to the correct teaching. Give me wisdom as I study your word so that I can discern exactly what you've written for me to understand. I also bring before you all pastors and ministers who are using your word to deceive your sheep and not to shepherd. Be merciful to them, Lord. Convict their hearts and give them fresh anointing to lead your people correctly. In a time when the word is twisted and truth is muddled, I pray you grow this generation of believers into a people who have discernment. Thank you that when we ask for more of your wisdom, you always give it to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.